Another episode in the new series of Jumbo Fire Chief programs, presented with the compliments of Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast. The men who serve you Fire Chief gasoline. Texaco Fire Chief, the gasoline that meets United States government emergency specifications. We are broadcasting from the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome, scene of the most spectacular adventure of the time. An actual audience of 4,000 people is present. The story is written by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, with original songs by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, Arthur Sinclair as John A. Considine, Blanche Ring as Mrs. Considine, Donald Novus as Matt Mulligan, APK as Jellicoe, Miss Gloria Grafton as Considine's daughter Mickey, Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks with Bob Lawrence, soloist, and Adolph Deutsch, musical director, all under the personal supervision of Billy Rose. Even though the United States Marshal has threatened to sell the circus at auction to pay off back income taxes, the aerial artists and acrobats are still rehearsing their act, all determined that the show must go on.
Me former partner and me blackest fool. Please, Marshal, won't you give me another 3 hours? If I don't raise the money within, may me wife and all her fury come back to me.
I don't want to be hard on you, Considine. I'll be here before the show opens. But remember, no money, no show.
It's agreed. Come on, men, back to your places. On with the rehearsal.
That Marshal is still hovering over us like a vulture.
Daddy, what would you do to save the circus?
Anything. I'd walk barefoot through the flames of perdition.
Good. Then will you come back to Mother?
Oh, no. Not that. Oh.
But, Daddy, Mother has all the money you'll ever need. If you make up with her, your troubles are over.
Mickey, you wouldn't understand the female point of view. The man is always wrong.
What did you quarrel about, Daddy?
Does the name Gladys Quackenbush mean anything to you?
Gladys Quackenbush? Oh, you mean that rich old gal who once wrote your mash note sign, Sunshine?
That's the very one, Gladys Quackenbush. It was a black day when she came to see me.
Was she good looking?
Good looking? Say, I thought she was applying for a job of a human skeleton. But your mother caught me speaking to her, and you know your mother, how jealous she is. And what a temper she has.
In that case, Dad, prepare yourself for a shock. Mother is in town.
What?
Listen, Dad, I told her our troubles. She said she loves you and is ready to forgive you.
Your mother said she'd forgive me. If you will.
Dad, she's waiting at the Eureka Hotel, 3 blocks from here. All ready for a second honeymoon. What do you say, Dad?
I'll go. Rather than lose me circus in that Mulligan, I'll take a chance with your mother's temper. Goodbye, daughter. I'm off to the war.
Mickey.
And what is Mulligan's son doing in the enemy's camp?
Oh, just looking for his dearest enemy. Cut it out, Mickey. This squabble between your father and mine has nothing to do with us.
No?
Listen, darling. I've wished for so long that there was no Considine show and no Mulligan show. Only you and me. Mickey, we've got our lives to live. They're at the autumn of their lives. We're at the spring.
Spring song, old as the hill, young as my love.
Mr. Bowers, I don't understand how I can help Mr. Considine.
What? Why,
man is a wreck. He's been walking around incognito. For 3 years, he's been neglecting his circus. And now the government wants to take it away from him. And all because of a woman. A siren who turned his head. A flirt. A coquette.
Why, who is this dreadful creature?
You.
What? Oh, it can't be because of that silly little mash note I wrote in.
Yes, that mash note. That beautiful bijou. Every night he takes it out and reads it to me with passion in his voice. Why, since he first threw you that day 3 years ago, he hasn't even eaten. In fact, the whole circus hasn't eaten.
Oh, but Mr. Bowers, you know very well that as long as his wife is alive, I could never marry Mr. Considine.
That's a very good point.
You don't think I want to face a woman with hot temper again? Why, that
Miss Quackenbush, Miss Quackenbush, keep your shirt waist on. I forgot to tell you the news.
News? What news?
Well, Mrs. Considine passed away 6 months ago. A slight dash of neurasthenia phobia.
Oh.
It was a touching spectacle to see her go. Even I wept.
Oh, it breaks my heart to hear all this. How soon do you think Mr. Considine would like to marry again?
Marry again? That's preposterous. One thing at a time. First, he's got to make sure he's got his elephant. Jumbo. Then he'll get a wife.
Well, I won't lend him any money before the nuptials.
Nuptials? Nuptials? Don't provoke me, Miss Quackenbush. If you don't buy this circus, I'll buy it myself.
Why, have you any money?
What a question. What a query. Look at the make of the hat. Look at the make of the tie. Ignore the suit. Look at the oil on the hair. I am a big fat in the Texaco company.
Indeed? Are you connected with the oil well?
No. I own a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station in Albuquerque.
Oh. Why, I thought you were a millionaire.
Madam, I just put some Texaco fire chief gasoline in my car, and it rides so smooth and luxuriously that I feel like a millionaire.
My, oh, my. Fire chief must be wonderful gasoline.
It is. You've heard that saying. An elephant never forgets. Use fire chief gasoline, and your car will never forget. It's the jumbo of gasoline.
Mr. Bowers, I'm interested. I'll invest the money.
That's great. You'll buy the circus?
Why, no. I'll buy your interest in the filling station.
Oh, no, Miss Quackenbush. Mr. Considine's love goes with the circus, not with the filling station. Come on, I'll show you jumbo and all the animals. And you'll be trooping with us yet.
Oh, Mr. Bowers, you've got such spirit and fire in you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the way I am. Though disaster threatens and dark clouds gather overhead, I always think of the password. Get up, open, and the gas. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. Ha, ha, ho, be a Pagliacci and laugh.
The old circus, John.
Yes, me darling wife. I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't come. Murder, probably. But I was wrong. How can a man feel destroyed, looking in the Killarney blue of your eyes, with the flags of hope waving in them, and your smile like the sun rising over the cliffs of gold?
Ah, get along with your blarney, John Considine.
Molly, I mean every word of it. The more I see of other girls, the more I care for you. For those old but you, little things you do. I love that face and figure, graceful as a willow tree. Madam, hear my plea. Don't fall down on me. Eyes that say so much, tiny feet that twinkle, skin I love to touch. Well, what a little wrinkle. The more I see of other girls and what those damsels do, more and more I care for.
Thank you.
in for a glimpse of her.
Oh, you'll find her somewhere about. Darling, don't forget about putting up the circus money. Our Mulligan will yet have Jumbo.
Now, John, don't you worry. If you keep on behaving yourself, I'll settle Mulligan for you. I'll be right back.
Where have you been? Chief, congratulations. The financial crisis is over. We're saved. It's a triumph for sound money.
Oh, so you talked to her?
Did I talk to her? Did Demetrius talk to the Greeks? Did Cicero talk to the Romans? That's how I talk to her.
I certainly never dreamed she'd do. She's a fine little woman at that.
Now, Chief, don't mix sentiment with finance. You know as well as I that she's a phony-faced half-wit.
How dare you talk like that of the woman I love? Your son and mouth is fool.
You don't mean to say you really care for that dried up back lack?
Another word like that and I'll part your hair with a shillelagh.
He loves her. You can knock me down with a filly mignon.
Sure, I love her. I've always loved her.
I'm proud of it. I'm stunned. You're no Irishman, Chief. You're an Egyptian. I'm mummy's fancier.
What are you talking about anyway?
Out for you, Chief. Miss Quackenbush.
Miss Quackenbush?
Oh, John, darling. It's so good to see you.
Miss Quackenbush?
The love bird reunited. That's me, the Cupid of the Sawdust Ring.
John, I can hardly believe it. After all these years, to find out that you really care for me.
Care for you? Leave this circus or I'd set the whole menagerie on you.
Oh.
That's just his way, Miss Quackenbush. He's bashful.
Miss Quackenbush, please leave me alone. I've other things in my mind.
Now, I understand, John, and I want to comfort you. Someday, we'll go visit the grave of Mrs. Considine together.
The grave of Mrs. Considine? Bauer! Where do you go?
I don't know, Chief. It's getting kind of warm in here.
Miss Quackenbush, you're a middling old harridan. And I want you to know that I never cared for you, and I never will. Now, good day, dear.
She fainted. Was that a way to talk to your soulmate?
No, I didn't mean that to happen. Here, let me pick her up. I shouldn't have been so harsh. Miss Quackenbush, are you all right? Miss Quackenbush, say something to me.
He's out cold. Pete, here comes Mrs. Considine, unannounced.
John Considine, what are you doing with that woman in your arms?
It's nothing. Molly, me darling, she's just a little faint.
Oh, I see. Who is she anyway? Oh, it's Janice Quackenbush, the hussy.
Oh, what's happened? Who is that woman?
I'm Mrs. Considine.
What do you mean by posing as Mrs. Considine? She's dead.
Oh, you think I'm dead, do you?
Molly, stop pulling her hair.
Hear me, John Considine, you bluebeard. Don't ever come calling back to me again, saying you're sorry, because I'm looking on your wicked face for the last time. Goodbye.
And as for me, I'll personally loan $10,000 to anyone who promises to buy your circuit and burn it to the ground. I never want to see you again.
Chief, tell me, did I do something wrong?
Oh, be gone and never darken me light again, you bungling fool.
Okay, Chief, but before I go, in your future relations with women or with the fairer sex, I want you to remember these words. Say it with flowers. Say it with sweet. Say it with artichokes. Say it with ease. Say it with jewelry. Say it with drink. But always be careful not to say it with ink.
Mickey, everything is lost. She left me for good. You'd better get used to the thought that we're going to lose the circus.
Oh, Daddy.
I'm going outside to wait for the master. Maybe I can stay at hand.
Oh, what's the use?
Sit well and count your fingers. What can you do? Little girl,
circus tent was strong with every star in the sky. Above the ring I was so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the twinkle
is up.
Just another little while.
Considine.
What is it, Jellicoe?
Well, they put in stickers on all the animals. They pasted a number on Jumbo.
Jumbo? Marshall, are you selling him too?
We're selling everything.
The ground is slipping from under me feet. But I beg you, don't let them take Jumbo from me.
Mr. Considine, there are people in the tent. We've got to start the show.
Yes, yes. Marshall, I don't know much about the law. I'm just a showman. Let me go out there once more with Jumbo. Let me gladden the hearts of those men and women and children. Have no fear that you won't be able to sell me up later on. Matt Mulligan will always be ready to buy. He's more relentless than the law.
Well, I'll drink to one more stay. But the next time I'll auction off this circus in a hailstorm if I have to.
Mr. Jericho! Mr. Ball! Everybody into the ring! Up for the night! Bring on the Lion King! Ladies and gentlemen, the Considine Wonder Show presents the supreme thrill of the big top, the Amalo, the daredevil of the high wire and trapeze, performing above an uncovered cage of lions.
Ready,
Doctor and nurse.
crushing the heart of that grand old showman, John A. Considine? Or will Brainy Bowers really find a plan to save the day? Next week, we'll tell. We can readily understand Miss Quackenbush's desire to buy up Brainy's 5% interest in that Texaco filling station in Albuquerque. Miss Quackenbush knows the popularity of Texaco Fire Chief gasoline, as do all smart women drivers. Women like the ease with which Fire Chief starts cars. The greater sustained power, which minimizes shifting and makes driving in traffic less of a strain. The reason is simple. Texaco Fire Chief is emergency gasoline. It meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. Tuesday to the Jumbo Fire Chief program for further adventures of the Considine Wonder Show. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. New York.